This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them of the hope of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do what we're told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Theatre Talk with Tilly. So I have a really cool episode ready for you guys, and we're talking to the four leading ladies of Matilda the Musical. Today I'm talking to Sarah Erickson, who is our lovely Mrs. Phelps, Rox Batkins, who's our amazing Mrs. Wormwood, Abby Roth, who's our lovely Miss Honey, and Bethany Addis, who's our smart and amazing Matilda, as well as Sammy and Effie, and we had Sammy on last podcast. So we'll get straight into the questions. The first kind of topic is about the rehearsal processes. Do you each personally prepare before stepping into the rehearsal room and or stage? Do you have any rituals or must-do routines?
I personally like to make sure that I've got a really quiet space to do my makeup. I actually quite like doing my makeup at home if I'm allowed to, because then I'm just in my own little space and it's really nice and quiet, so without any distractions, and it just helps me kind of get into, start thinking about what's ahead of me.
Nice.
What about you, Abby?
I honestly am very relaxed. Like, I sort of just accept my surroundings and sort of just get ready how I can. I usually get ready way too early and then I get really bored sitting there waiting to go on. But it's a nice time to sort of get yourself in the right headspace and sort out what you want to be thinking about before going on stage. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Bethany?
I think that I do warm-ups, and I also think, what would Matilda do? So,
before,
like,
you start,
what would she do if the trench fool came right up to her, like, and was in her face? She'd probably be really scared. And that's also cool. The way she stands up to everyone, and I think that's really cool. And I think I'm a bit like that as well.
Nice. That's so cool, Bethany. What about you, Sarah? Are there any rituals or anything? How do you prepare?
I never let go of my script until the last day. I don't give it in, and that's really just for my own benefit, knowing that I am saying the right words, because you do have a tendency, I think, as shows sort of evolve, you, and I'm really bad at this, I will start making up my own script, and it will be there and thereabouts, but it won't be the exact words. So it's always good to go back and have a look and make sure that you're not changing things up too much.
Because that can affect cues and stuff like that.
Oh, positively. Isn't it? Right, Bethany? You always look at me like, is she going to say the right word today?
What has been the most surprising or challenging part of this rehearsal process?
For me, it's probably been just really discovering the character, and it's taken a long time. You kind of think that you, oh yes, I know how to be Mrs. Wormwood, but then you kind of do an action or say something in a certain way, and then you're kind of driving home, or we get home and you think, actually, that wasn't, you know, I really want to work on that bit. So for me, it's quite surprising how there's always something that I think, oh, I think I could have done that differently or a little bit better. So yeah, that's always my challenging thing.
Bethany?
Anything I think challenging? It's probably at the end of Act Two, the Russian, because I've always had to go home and like say it over and over and over and over the again Russian until words. I get it right.
Well, it's not the easiest language, is it?
No. I think Sammy said that in the last episode about how challenging the Russian is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? So hard.
I think from a practical point of view, though, I think as an adult, it has been seriously doing double rehearsing.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
I think because we have two casts of children and three Matildas, it's been that we have completely over-rehearsed, mm-hmm. to be honest. We haven't, mm-hmm. but we have to keep going and we have to do it twice, if not three times, so that everybody gets a chance.
Yes, totally.
That has been a challenge.
Yeah, that was going to be mine as well, is that it's felt like, well, for me at least, I felt like I could have performed two months ago, potentially, gone on it. But it's been great to...
Wendy Rebel might not agree
with
that.
Not with the whole, just me. But then it's been great to sort of have that extra time to work out a few extra things, or you start getting creative because you sort of get bored with what you do after a while, and then you're like, you're trying to add some a few things in and figure things out with each other and as your character, which I've really enjoyed doing.
This question is kind of directed at Bethany, but anyone can answer it. But what do rehearsals feel like to you compared to what you expected? Do the adults give you tips, Bethany?
Yeah, they give me lots of tips, and also I feel like I expected it to be really fun, and it has really been a lot of fun. And I didn't expect to make so many friends.
Oh, that's so cool. Would you say you're friends with pretty much everyone in your kids' cast?
Yeah.
That's cool. Anyone else have any opinions on how rehearsals are versus how you expected them to be when you first started?
Not really, but it has been a different experience working with a cast of children as well as adults. That's kind of a new thing for me, so that has been not really challenging, but it's just something a little bit different. Yeah,
absolutely.
I actually love the rehearsal process. I think it gives people a chance to, you can go along, especially in roles like what I have, where you can sit there the entire rehearsal time and not do anything. But I actually enjoy that because you actually get to see what others are doing, and at the end of the day, we are just one big family anyway. Mm-hmm. But it's a good experience, I think, for people. You know, you just suck it up, Buttercup. If you're not on, well, that's just tough. But you sit there and you watch and you learn and you listen, and then you take that to your next production, whatever that might be, whatever you've been actually sort of, you pick up stuff all the time.
That's really cool. How do you balance learning lines, choreography and blocking without getting overwhelmed, everyone? It's quite a mission to get everything. That's one of the aspects of musical theatre, it's busy.
Definitely.
Yeah. It is really busy, but I think it's best just to kind of keep your perspective and your focus and just chunk things, put things into their little place. And, like, right now we're focusing on the choreo. Let's not worry too much about, the singing or that kind of thing, and just really focus on what they're expecting from you at that moment. Mm. Yeah.
No, I won't lie. I've had it lucky. Miss Honey doesn't dance really at all, apart from a little bit in one of our fun little scenes. So I guess I would agree with you too, Rox, with just chunking it out, taking it bit by bit. And it's been good having, like, the long rehearsal period as well, because we've had that time to sort of get our lines down first and then add in choreo and doing singing as well has been really good.
That's cool. Anything to add, Bethany?
I think that I don't really worry because I've always been really good at picking up lines and remembering the choreo and remembering to sing all the time. And so it hasn't been that hard for me, but there have been some times where I focus more on maybe the singing than the dancing.
Nice.
I think actually when we did the sits probe on Sunday, and that actually is terrifying because you're not moving. Mm-hmm. So for me, my movements have to go with my actions, go with my words, and so when you take away those actions, you actually
you lose your cues.
You lose your lines. You don't know where you're
the
at.
Muscle memory.
Yeah. So it's actually
it was challenging.
It was.
Yeah.
Means you actually have to know what words you're saying and what the words to the songs are.
You actually got to think about it.
Yeah. Moving on to cast bonding and backstage life. This is like a peek behind the curtain. Have the four of you bonded? How have the four of you bonded during this production or just together at all? Are there any funny or heartwarming rehearsal stories or moments?
There have just been so many laughs. So many laughs and private jokes and just little antics that, you know, just watching, observing other people and then just jokes and things like that. It has been really hilarious. I won't tell those stories because some of them might not be for little kids' ears, but but we've had a lot of laughs and it's also been, we've had fun with the kids as well. One thing I can remember though that is hilarious is when, because Mrs. Wormwood's not a very kind person, and when you're delivering those horrible nasty lines to the Matildas and they just look straight back at you and it's like they don't laugh, they don't blink, they don't flinch, they don't anything, and you just want to, like, I don't know, give them a hug because you're being so mean to them.
Anything else? What about from like the kids' perspective, Bethany? Have there been funny moments when
not that I can really remember, but there have been some really good laughs. And also before I even auditioned, Rox was my teacher. So it's kind of weird to have
very
like
weird.
At school she's my teacher. But at the Tabard, she was like my mum. Stage mum.
And Bethany doesn't really like me calling her Matilda at in class or anything.
Like that. Oh dear, that's a bit weird. Yeah.
That was like me with my school show. I hated when teachers would pull me up for the school show, but it was still a pretty cool experience for me. Anything else to add from anyone else? No.
Gosh. Well, I guess I could talk about. With like bonding with the adult cast and the kids cast, it took a long time for them to merge together, for me at least. Like, I feel like I got to know the adults really quickly because we had the rehearsals so broken up in the beginning, as in like the kids would be with us for only like an hour and then we'd be with the adults for the 2 hours after that. So I've loved the second half of the rehearsal process where we've all sort of been together more and I've gotten to learn all the kids' names and gotten to know everyone way better in their individual personalities, which I've really enjoyed.
That's really cool. Theatre can be intense though, so what helps you support one another as a cast, which we've already kind of touched on, but anything else to add? How do you guys usually support each other? Like prompting each other for lines sometimes, helping out with...
I think we really encourage each other a lot because it can be a very stressful, intense kind of situation when you're right in the middle of a rehearsal and things aren't necessarily going right or as the director wants them to be, and we kind of just have to be there for each other. And I think we've done that, we do that really well.
I think this is an incredibly supportive cast, and I think too... you know, not one person thinks that they're any better than anybody else.
I
think that's been really important. And and we have to all be as good as each other for it to be a great show. But and that's come through. And I think everybody really, to be fair, is very grateful that we're there. And
definitely.
And with that, you get a lot of humility, I think, in people. Just wanting to be there and wanting to have the best time.
100%.
It's been really nice having, there's a little group of us that stay for a few drinks after some of our rehearsals, and it's been a really nice moment to sort of decompress and hear what everyone thought of what was happening in the rehearsal and discussing things. And Wendy, our director, would often come and sit up there with us, and it was really cool to hear her like opinions up there because they were totally different than in the rehearsal space, and it was really nice to decompress and have those moments too. Reflect.
That's cool. Do you think cast bonding influences the energy of the show on stage?
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Because, you know, it's that feeling that when you're waiting in the wings and you've got your friends around you and your family around you, and it's just the excitement builds and you just can't wait to get out there and and support each other and do your best.
Have fun together.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it's such a unique opportunity. It was, I think, my first tingly moment was the sits probe.
Me too.
And
I love it.
That's when, you know, the hairs start to stand up on your arms and you sort of think. And I said to my daughter, who's also in the show, I said, we're so fortunate because we're doing something that not many people get to do. So, yeah, it's a...
Yeah, it was very professional, wasn't
very
it?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Amazing band, too, by the way. Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. Credits to them. Yeah. What about you, Bethany? Just being friends with lots of the kids' cast and the other Matildas, how does that work with the other Matildas? There's no competition between you guys, are you? You guys are all best friends and focused on getting each other better, helping each other.
I feel like all the kids really get along with each other, and that really helps with all the scenes that the kids are all together. So, like, when we're dancing Bruce, we, like, really, really encourage Bruce on because we're friends with the actor.
Yeah, I love
watching when there's a Matilda in rehearsal and there's another one or two Matildas sitting watching. And if that one that's performing loses any lines, then you'll help and support by mouthing the lines to them. And that's really cute.
So I like that as well. And I love when one of the Matildas may have gotten something wrong many, many times and then they'll do something right and the other two will be like, yes, and start clapping on the side. It's really
cute. They celebrate each other's wins, don't they?
Yeah. Bethany, what is it like working alongside adults? They've kind of said about working alongside children, but what do you think about working alongside adults?
Well, it's been a really good experience for me, and I've learned like a lot of different things that I didn't really know before about acting and performing. And it's been a really cool experience.
That's cool. Do you feel part of the family? Do you feel like your little Wormwood family is like your theatre family?
Yeah, kind of.
We're not
pretty kind. They're not the nicest on stage.
Sorry about stage. We do really like you.
All right, let's talk about getting into the professional venue at the Municipal, because recently we've been we just got out of the Tabard Theatre rehearsal room space, which is like, it's quite different to the Muni Theatre because it's so much bigger and spacious, and it really helps us like get the show to come alive. So what was it like the first time each of you stepped into the professional venue? Did it feel different from the Tabard rehearsal room?
Very different. So different.
So much more spacious and airy.
It's a whole other world, isn't it?
Oh,
so it's another step up.
You sort of can't touch anything or like do anything. You're like stepping around, like tiptoeing, like, am I allowed here?
And it's also weird because we've been just in this space all together in the rehearsal room, and now all of a sudden we're in our little dressing rooms and we're kind of like, you know, all separated.
It can be happy and sad moments.
Because also I see moving into the Muni means it's like ending. Like we've been looking forward to it, but it means we're finished at the Tabard, which means it's soon going to be finished at the Muni.
Out of our little safe bubble.
We actually have to get it right now.
It was awesome to see the set for the first time, though.
Yeah, I agree.
It's exciting.
Walking on the stage and seeing all the big book stacks. It's
so cool.
Really, really tall.
Gives you chills.
Everything looks small. I bet, Bethany, you look tiny if you stand at the back of that stage.
Probably.
Were there any nerves or extra excitement about performing at the Muni compared to other stages you've performed on? I guess the Muni's kind of a step up from the NOS stage, so has to be some kind of pressure.
Standing on the stage, looking out at all of those seats and knowing that you're just in a really big space and you're going to have to project, you know,
fill it out
way more just to fill that space. It becomes real. It's like, oh, wow, okay, this is big.
Gets you to like realise that if your mic turns off, you really have to throw it out there.
I mean, interesting. I prefer a small stage, but that's just me. And I think with a small stage, you can't get away with stuff because you are, you know, eyeballing the audience.
Yes.
The excitement, I guess, of the big stage is that we get to play with all the toys.
Yes.
So, you know, the flying and the LED screens and the special effects and the just the set itself is extraordinary.
It does feel very special, doesn't
it? Does.
It
does.
I feel very lucky.
Absolutely.
My favourite gadget that's there all the time is the mics table. When you put your mic on, I don't know if some people know this, but the mics team can go and click on your thing and hear everything you can say and listen to you live from your mic.
Is that exciting?
Yeah, it's really cool. And you can listen to everyone all together when they're singing in the finale, if even it's in if harmony.
Even if you're in your dressing room.
Yeah, when you're, they can hear everything. Oh, and it's to make sure that they can...
I don't know if I'm excited about that.
No. It's really cool to listen to, because I used to spy on my dad in Jersey Boys and listen to him.
I don't remember what I say now. I don't have to be so nice.
They heard it. I don't know how many people listen to it. I liked to listen to it because it was interesting. But I loved also putting them on and listening to everyone at the end and like singing harmonies in the finale and hearing like, oh, so nice.
Oh no, Abby's off. She's off.
the point of it is to like, because it'll say if there's an error with the mic and then you can just like fix it on the computer. It's
smart,
really cool.
Yeah.
Really smart.
Awesome.
But note to self. But thankfully Tilly's on stage most of the time. So
she won't be
listening in.
I won't be spying on you guys.
Yeah,
how did it feel seeing the big stage and all the lights for the first time? Was it, well, we kind of touched on this, but how did, like, the lights are really cool as well. There's so much more versatility with the lights than there is at the Tabard compared to like other shows that I've been in, I think. Mm-hmm. And the sets as well, they're so much bigger and spacious and everything. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, we probably actually haven't seen them in all their glory yet. No. We're gonna see the first sort of lighting show tonight. Tonight's gonna be our first full
and because through. And the Municipal Theatre has just purchased for themselves two brand new spotlights. So we get to use those, so that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's exciting.
Perfect timing. What about you, Bethany? Was it interesting compared to, like, NOS in the rehearsal room?
Yeah, well, I've been on the stage before, but with the new lights, it's been kind of, like, it's, like, really, really bright, and it kind of hurts your eyes.
Yeah. It does. That's why we have to have thick makeup on, so we don't look like ghosts, especially because it's winter.
Yeah. Don't have my tan on.
How does it feel being in a professional venue, or how does it feel to be there, and does it change the way you think about your performance or even the way you rehearse? Does it, like, change the way you act? Yeah. Does it make you bigger?
I think you've just got to project yourself, your whole body and everything, your facials and all of that a lot
more. So the people
on a big
in the
stage.
Back row.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, stay, keep your chin up and things like that.
Especially because the Muni's two-story as well. There's two. There's a dress circle up the top as well. So if you've got your chin down, also, like interacting with the people in the front, but then you also have to make sure you look up at the top as well, so that the people at the top get that same, like, person, like, personability as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And also just getting used to moving on that stage, because a lot of the scenery is coming in on tracks.
Yeah.
So especially, like, for my character, I'm wearing high heels. Yeah. And so I've got to, like, just be careful not to get my heels stuck in the tracks.
I'm sure it'll be entertaining if that happens, but not for you.
Oh, yes. It'll probably be quite scary for you.
I feel really small and I feel like I have to really fill up the space, move around a lot more.
Yeah, 100%. All right, new set and creative design. Seeing the set for the first time can be magical. What was your reaction when you walked onto the set?
Well, we got to, for the first time we saw it, was
a few little sneaky photos in our chat.
Yes, we saw some photos and then we all got to go up.
Wow.
I know, oh God. It was so good. And we all got to go up to the top of the back of the audience and see it from that point of view, and that was so awesome. Mm-hmm.
It was awesome, but I've got to say, all credit to Mark and his team, because we got to rehearse with some pretty cool substitute set, including the swings and, gates and stuff, and the bed, and the, you know, we've had some pretty... the LED screens and the lighting and everything and those great pillars is extraordinary, but we've been very lucky, I think.
I actually haven't seen, and during a rehearsal period at the Tabard, I have not seen that level of replacement props and scenery to that extent. It's been really impressive.
With the swings, like I still can't believe that Mark made four swings in the exact proportions for us to... practice
exactly.
with.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so cool that we've had that practice, because I feel like lots of other places that put on the show wouldn't have that kind of practice with the swing.
No, I think the last show that did it, they didn't. They had to rehearse only when they got to the theatre, which is insane.
So we've been, very lucky. We've got some very gifted people.
Yeah, we do. We're lucky.
Yes. Bethany, what was your reaction to seeing the set?
Well, it was like really, really cool, and it felt like really real. Yeah. Like now is like time to step up your game and like really get into the character and try to do your best.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely. How do new set pieces or changes in design affect your performance?
Oh, I mean, one example is that stack of library books in our final scene, and it's quick, go and hide behind the books, and we've been hiding behind this little tiny box. Now we've got this big, massive stack of books that we're going to be hiding behind.
No,
so things
I have
like
to
that.
Push it on. It's like totally different.
Yeah, some of the book stacks like are quite heavy and stuff, and it does affect the way you move, because I think with Sarah, with your putting the books away and stuff, like, now the books are huge, and there's huge books around, and there's like all of these books surrounding you in the library scene. It's really cool. Yeah. But I bet it would, like, because we've, for the library, it's mostly bin boxes and rostrum pieces and stuff like that.
I think I'm still going to put away little books and hide them in the big books.
Yes. I'm going to be finding them on the big books and taking them with me. Yes, we're going to have to. There's in my house, which is one of the scenes, we're going to have to rework some things, but that's just the nature of moving into the theatre, and you just roll with it. And as long as you've got your character down, you should essentially be able to work with any new props or set. Mm. You should just react as your character, and that's how she would.
Well, it actually should make your character come alive now.
Exactly.
This is it. So this is the real part. So
you're reacting.
We've got the real dolls. Yeah. You know, you've got the
as opposed to our normal Barbie dolls.
Yeah, Barbies. I love our Barbies.
Yeah. With their 70s clothing.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, same in my house. Like, I have to change the position where I sit. Yeah. Like, I have to sit on the bottom book instead of, like, I was sitting on a step before. Because we didn't really have anything to, like, portray it.
Yes.
Oh, and my doll, that's my baby, on stage. I'm really pleased that I've now got a doll that's head doesn't flop all around the place. Like, our practice doll had a really floppy head.
Breaking
it's like
the baby's
child
neck.
Abuse.
Yeah, yeah. Feel a bit better about it.
Well, moving on, what is your favourite element of the set or costume design or a prop that helps you step fully into character? Is there something that just makes you feel like the character?
I feel like the dolls, like the Acrobat and Escapologist dolls, really help me tell the story.
Nice.
And also the costume. And the one I really like is the home outfit that she wears at the very beginning, because it's like this very cutesy blue dress with a blue so cardigan cute. With hearts on it.
Cute.
Really cute.
Yeah. What about you, Rox? Is there anything that helps you just step in?
The wig.
It's something.
That wig is something.
It is definitely something.
Complete with roots that need to be dyed.
Dyed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check my roots. Yes.
Yeah.
I would say my glasses. And also, it totally it doesn't affect my vision because they're not like, I don't have any prescription in them, but just seeing the rim around my eye sight, sort of, it's like I can see that now I miss honey, and like that's me getting into character. It's like
cool.
I can actually see it.
Those glasses are so cute.
They're
little
very
pink.
Cute. I love them.
And they do suit you.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
What about you, Sarah?
Yes, it would be my costume, including my wig. great. That's very
Bohemian.
Lots of layers. And you can just be quite expressive in that costume, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go on stage knowing that none of my bits are going to fall out and expose anybody. So that's quite good.
If you could take home one piece of the set as a souvenir at the end, by the way, you can't. You probably knew that, but what would it be and why? It's a tricky question, because there are so many cool pieces of set.
I'd take the dolls.
The dolls are quite cute. Good little souvenir.
Yeah.
think about this.
I mean, I could say the hospital bed, but it's really high and hard, actually quite hard to climb onto, so maybe not.
What I would take as Mrs. Wormwood would be the shoes. I really love the shoes. The dancing shoes. The dancing shoes are so cool. Or the tights, the purple glittery tights. They're really cool.
Yeah.
Miss Honey doesn't have many good things.
You don't have anything, darling.
She's a bit poor.
That pink cardigan's really cute.
Actually, with the little pearls. I'll take that.
Or even the glasses. The glasses are cute.
Miss Honey, you might need to take a Matilda.
I may. Yeah, I'll take one of them home.
What about you, Bethany? Is there anything you could think of?
Well, I think I probably would choose the costume, the home costume, because, like I said before, it's really, really cute.
Mm.
And maybe also a few books.
A book, yeah, that's what I was going to say, one of the props books.
Surely.
That would be cool. All right, closing reflection. What can we think about for this podcast? What do you hope audiences take away from this production?
Be a long answer.
I mean, I just think it's magical, and there's so many messages in there, and there's so much hope, you know. And
hope and teamwork between the kids.
Yeah, and I really hope that the audience feel that.
Yeah.
That despite all of the terrible things that are going on, there is a way that you can overcome that, and by, you know, working together with other people and being strong and brave, and it's such a cool message.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, Matilda's always got this optimistic, positive outlook, and I think if people can watch this show and embrace that mindset, and also just feel this buzzy feeling when they walk out of surprise, and like they didn't expect to feel that way, or that they didn't even have any idea what Matilda was going to be like, and then walking out totally surprised. I'd love for that to be an overall feeling.
Yeah.
Pure escapism, I think. I think we want people to go there and just be entertained. But also, I always think, and I say this especially to little people, you want people in the audience to feel so involved that they wish that they were on stage with you. And when you've done that, then your job is done.
Success.
And that they go away and they talk about it. That's what you want. You want them to talk about it.
Talk about it, sell more tickets.
Yes, and also, for everybody that was involved, especially our little guys, a memory that they would take, because that's all we get now, is we get the memory of what we've done. And that's important.
Yeah,
I also really hope that the audience takes away, like, the memories and also the laughs, the really good laughs in there between the Wormwoods.
They'll be quite fun.
And all the stuff,
Yes, 100%. If you could describe the whole experience in three words, what would they be?
Goodness.
This is a tricky one.
It's very tricky. Three words is not much.
I can't remember.
you came up with something there in four words. Miss Honey, it says three. Have you not learned anything?
No, clearly I'm not a good teacher.
I know something to remember.
Look at that. Wow. I thought of like out of body, but that's not right because it's. I feel like it's gone.
That's not right.
It has been a bit surreal though.
It is
surreal and surprising and just lovely. I've loved it.
I feel like
moment.
Surreal and surprising.
Magical. One of the words I think was magical. And maybe heartwarming. It's really heartwarming.
Oh, Bethany,
and also, lovely. Like, really lovely.
Lovely Bethany. Sarah?
Anything? Oh, no. I just love theatre. So just, you know, love for theatre.
For the love.
For the love. And that's just, I love everything about it. Yeah. Backstage, onstage, side stage, front stage, it doesn't matter. because, you know, without all those other ones helping us, we don't get to be on stage.
No.
And so they have the love of theatre as well. So I guess love of theatre.
Nailed it.
Thank you for listening to Theatre Talk with Tilly, everybody. Make sure you come and watch Matilda. Come and see Sarah, Rox, Abby and Bethany, and even me in it as well. Get your tickets on Ticketek and come watch us at the Muni in the school holidays. See ya!
Somewhere along the way, my dear, you've made an awful error. You oughtn't blame yourself now. Come along. You seem to think that people like people what are clever. It's very quaint, it's very sweet, but wrong. People don't like smarty pants what go round claiming that they know stuff we don't know. Now here's a tip. What you know matters less than the volume with which what you don't know's expressed. Content has never been less important, so you have got to be loud! Girl, you gotta learn to stand up and stick out from the crowd. A little less flat, a lot more heel. A little less fat, a lot more feel. A little less brains, a lot more hair. A little less head, a lot more terrier. Your tush, well, you gotta lie. Don't hide it under a bushel. No one's gonna look if you don't stand out. No one's gonna listen if you don't shout.
No one's gonna care if you don't care. So go and put some highlights in your hair. Cause you gotta highlight what you got.
Even if
what you got is not a lot,
you gotta be loud. You gotta give yourself permission to shine, to stand up and be proud. A little less psh, a lot more schwang. A little less dressing like your mum. A little more bam, 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 bada, bam. Oh, I look nice.
You don't.
No one's gonna tell you when to wiggle your bumba.
No one's gonna love you if you don't know the rumba.
Everybody loves a little something exotic.
But learning a language is over the top.
It doesn't really matter if you don't know.
As long as you don't know it with a bitter clout.
The less you have to sell, the harder you sell it. The less you have to say, the louder you yell it. The dumber the yak, the bigger the confession. The less you have to show, the louder you dress it. You gotta get up, you gotta get up and be loud.
Sultan of Samba, baby! Woo! Yeah!
program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.